You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, a lot of stuff to talk about. As kids are going back to school, it is going to be asthma, cough, cold, flu season, probably lice. What else did the kids bring home? Scabies? I don't know. So it's going to be a lot of buggy and germy. What to do, what to stock up for your kids and for yourselves, because when the kids come home and they're sick, they make us sick. And it's all about us, isn't it? Right. Yeah, we don't want to get sick. So we're going to talk about that. All right. I also want to talk about brain farts and why scientists think they know the key to us having brain farts. They're calling it the senior moments, even though most of us aren't senior when we have them. So I want to talk about that. And then some very interesting shortcut tips, kind of saving tips, on what to do when it comes to you getting medical treatment as we come into a busy cough, cold, flu season. All right. Many of you are starting to already notice the lack of access as more and more doctors are dropping Medicare and Medicaid or going out of business or filing bankruptcy or whatever's happening to my phenomenal colleagues out there. So when you do get in to see the doctor, what you are able to do in that 30-second window that you get face-to-face. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, despite, okay, what a lot of us doctors do, when we look at the little baby list that you have, okay, and we cringe because there's a whole list, make the list. Make the list. Okay? Now, don't put a whole bunch of crap on the list when you go to the doctor, okay? But maybe three important things, depending on the type of time you usually get allowed with the doctor, all right? Because there, if you come in with a laundry list or grocery list or whatever, I don't really know what a laundry list is. Oh, I see, because you have a lot of laundry. All right, I get it. It is a turnoff, and a lot of times the doctors are like, okay, well, just give me the list. Let me take a look and see if I could try to condense this and save time. Okay? And unfortunately, we are on a time constraint, but we're here to help you with your problems. It's just how many problems are we going to handle, are we going to address? And that's a debate that I don't think we're ever going to solve. So make sure you do have a list so you're organized, because we also hate it when you go, wait a second, there was something else my Uncle Bob wanted me to ask you. Hold on, because you're going to be short on time, and you're going to feel rushed, and you're going to forget. You know, I can't tell you how many times somebody's sitting there thinking and thinking, well, what I do is I go, look, let me leave the room, because it's easier for you to think. I'll start working on your prescriptions and your lab form, give you a minute to think about it. Okay? You don't have to leave. You can even kick back in the waiting room while I go see the next patient. But I don't want people feeling pressured that they can't think of everything they need to ask me, which is why make the list. But please, for the love of the Lord, not too long a list. We could only do so much. But make sure what's at that tippity top of the list is the most crucial life or death type stuff that you need to know about. All right? If you want to talk about your second cousin's twice removes gluten allergy, don't put that number one. Yes, that's important. I think all health issues are important. But if you're having some chest discomfort off and on, or starting to notice that the wheezing is acting up, that's got to be first. So that type of thing always helps, okay? Number two is decide beforehand if you're going to want to see the doctor or you're going to want to see the physician assistant or nurse practitioner. Okay, if you're the type of person that just wants to see the doctor, you have a relationship with the doctor, you don't want to see somebody new in the office, or you don't feel comfortable with non-doctors, it's your prerogative, don't expect same day with the doctor. All right, you may want to preemptively make the appointments. Like, for example, all right, if you think something's going to come around the bend in October, make an appointment in October for the doctor. All right. This way you're in. Now, obviously you don't know when you're going to be sick or et cetera, but if you think you're going to be needing that follow up for blood pressure or for diabetes or whatever, and you're like me where I wait till the last minute to make an appointment, you're not going to get to see who you want to see. Even though physician assistants and nurse practitioners are awesome, if you don't want to have that 3 or 4 week wait, think ahead. If you always have to see the doctor in the middle of the fall, you want to get your flu shot, et cetera, make that appointment now while you guys could plan ahead for it. Okay? The other thing that really, really helps us doctors is if, and medical providers, is you having your family history available. Very short, truncated, don't go into long thesi, all right, on what your Aunt Mary had, but a very organized family history. True, we make you fill out our paperwork, and we like to look at our paperwork. A lot of times we prefer it over yours, but it still helps. And anything that you think the doctor could overlook, make sure it's bolded or circled. Okay, there's breast cancer in my family, doc. There's colon cancer in my family. There's this. What should I be doing? If you missed a test, either by the doctor missing it or you missing it, okay, bring that up. So, for example, am I due for my mammogram? Am I due for my pap smear? Am I due for bone density scans? And for those of you that go, you know what, how do I research this before the doctor's office? Just email me. Tell me what your age is. Okay, tell me some of your health history, okay, and then I'll email you back what would be a nice list to bring up to your doctor. I do that all the time for people, okay? Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Keep in mind, all right, I can't ensure your privacy, so you may not want to have your full name on there or date of birth, especially if you're talking about some sort of gynecological issue or prostate issue that you want to keep private, just keep in mind, okay? The other thing, too, is understand if you have a problem that needs to go to the ER and not the doctor's office. Many times people will say, no, I don't want to go to the ER. Let me see Dr. Dahlia. She'll handle my chest pain. Well, I can't handle your chest pain. I can't. I'm not an ER. Yes, when I was an ER doc, I could. But if I think you're having a heart attack, I'm going to just ship you right back to the ER. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you go to the doctor and you're asked the same questions over and over and over again. And you don't realize you're asked the same questions. And you could save a lot of time and possibly a lot of errors if you had answers to those questions. Like, for example, all right, I'll see somebody that comes in with blood pressure issues. And I'm like, well, what's your blood pressure when you check it at home? And they'll say, I don't know. I don't check my blood pressure at home. Now, I don't give them too much crap because I don't either. I don't check my blood pressure at home. I don't have high blood pressure. So, of course, I don't have a cuff at home. I don't check maybe once a year. If I see one of those blood pressure machines at a Walmart or something, I'll stick my arm in it, you know, and it'll come out good and I won't think much of it. But why not have a blood pressure cuff at home? They're, what, $25, $30? Because many of you don't have one because you don't think you have high blood pressure. And most of you, if I venture to say this, don't know you have high blood pressure until the doctor tells you you do. So why not get a blood pressure cuff at home, even if you're normal now? Because somebody, somewhere along the line, is going to want you to use it. Okay? Now, have I had people with normal blood pressure completely dupe me and actually have high blood pressure at home? Yes, I have. I told you guys about how I got a call from an ophthalmologist who called me up saying that his patient, our patient, right, has hypertensive retinopathy. What the hell has been going on with her blood pressure all this time? Now, she had seen him in the afternoon, but she would come in to see me once a year because she was healthy, And in the morning, she would come in, and her blood pressure would be 120 over 70. Maybe one time it was 128 over 80. So here I am just seeing her once a year because she has no other medical problems. She comes in the morning, blood pressure is good. It's before she's at her caffeine, right? Because she was probably fasting if she came in only once a year. So she didn't have her caffeine in the system. Who knows? Meanwhile, I'm only seeing this healthy patient once a year, and she's going blind. And the ophthalmologist is going, what the hell is going on with this patient? And I go, have her come and see me, but not during the morning. Have her come and see me in an afternoon and tell her to do nothing different. Nothing different whatsoever than she usually does. Now, she came in and her blood pressure was maybe 140 over 85 in the afternoon. Still not that bad to cause a retinopathy where blood vessels are bursting in the back of the eye. So I think something else was going on, and we've had her evaluated since. But something that would have helped her and probably helped me is having a normal, healthy person check their blood pressure at home once in a while. Because if they told me they're starting to creep up into the 140s or even spike into the 150s, 160s, maybe they would catch it. So one of two things was going on. Either the eye problem had nothing to do with her blood pressure because her blood pressure wasn't that bad, or B, her blood pressure would spike maybe 20, 30 points when nobody knew. That's when the little blood vessels would burst or she would have an issue. And we never caught it because whenever we saw her, her blood pressure was back to normal. So, you know, a trick of the trade is have a blood pressure cuff at home and then bring in your numbers. Now, some of you say, look, in fact, one of you over the break said the doctor never looks at the stuff I bring in. Okay, sometimes they do. Sometimes they do read the stuff you brought in. It may not be right there then and there with you, but when they review charts at home or at night, they may review it. Okay, so don't think it gets blown off. But like I said, you may want to make it very easy. Don't be writing them a dissertation. Okay, if your blood pressures, if you want to show them what your blood pressures are, list the blood pressures in a nice format. Make sure the font is big. Make sure it's easy to read. And if you have some spikes, maybe circle them in red. Make sure you have your time of day, etc. Same thing with your blood sugar. Okay, I love looking at my patient's blood sugar monitor. I learned so much from that. Yeah, it's a little time consuming, but you could do a lot in 10 seconds. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. And so there's definitely some value in that, even if doctor's only going to take a look 10 seconds. You get that? Okay. The other thing, too, that I'm looking here, this is Fox News has come up with shortcut solutions to healthcare problems. I read over some of these. Very, very good. It basically agrees with a lot of the things I say. But one thing that was very interesting that they put here is to know the four W's and be ready to have answers about your problem that have to do with the four W's, when, what, where, and why, right? Like dodgeball, duck, dive, dodge, duck, and dive, or whatever, right? Okay, so when? When did you first notice the problem, and when does it occur? Have that ready to answer. You don't want to sit there and go, okay, it was at my daughter's wedding, but it was before the appetizers. Okay, have that stuff ready. You don't want to lose the doctor. You want to keep him engaged. Have your answers ready. I'm not saying you need to be quick, terse, and under-explain it all, but make sure you're ready. When did you first notice the abdominal pain? Okay? It was 4 weeks ago, after I had eaten, or before I had eaten, or after my mother-in-law came to visit. Okay? Be very exact about when you first noticed the problem. If you don't, be honest about that. Go, I know roughly it was in the afternoon of that day. Can't remember much. Okay? What does it feel like, and what makes it worse or better? Does the abdominal pain get better when you eat? Is it worse when you eat? Does it get better when you poop? Does it get worse when you poop? Okay? All right? What? That's the what part. Where did it start? So where is your abdominal pain? Okay, well, it started by the umbilicus, my belly button, and now it's moving towards my right. That's kind of important because that could be appendicitis. Or, you know what, the pain starts in the right upper tummy area, and then it goes to my back. That could be gallstone. Or, you know what, it's on my side, my flank area, my side, and then it kind of moves down to my groin. That could be a kidney stone. So these are things that will help your doctor identify. But again, remember, we want you to be very careful. We don't want you to sway him. All right, point. Okay? Don't call something flank if you really aren't really too sure what the flank is. Point to where it is. Okay? Even draw an X on your tummy. And then why? Why are you at the doctor's office? Okay? Why are you there? When a patient says, I don't know, my wife made me come in, that's not good. Did your wife make you come in because you've passed out in the shower 3 times? Or is she making you come in because it sounds like you're cutting off your air supply when you sleep during the... Is that why? Is she making you come in because you have a big, nasty, octopus-looking mole on your back? And if not, make the wife write it down. Now, again, good handwriting. My husband doesn't let me write anything down because he doesn't like my handwriting. Okay? All right? Now, issues with your bills. Okay? This is interesting. They say to consider hiring a medical billing advocate who has the time and expertise to scrutinize these charges. Have any of you guys used a medical billing advocate? Apparently what they do is they look for duplications, they look for errors. They may charge, according to this, $25 to $75 an hour, or 20 to 30% off the amount saved on the bill. They say you'll save money and time if the amount in question is more than $1,000. That's interesting. I guess there's a place called BillAdvocates.com. I'm not trying to give them a commercial. I'm just reading what's here on Fox News. And, I didn't know these people exist, but absolutely. I mean, there could be ways to save money on your bill. I guess there's also ways to negotiate. Okay? I mean, some doctors negotiate, some don't. I guess. So, that could be pretty helpful. If any of you guys have ever used one of those, please, clue me in. But to kind of sum this up before we move on, make sure you're prepared. If you know you're going to need to see a doctor ahead of time, make that appointment early. Don't wait till the last minute. Okay? Make sure you aren't wasting certain comp time that you have at work. Like, for example, we're coming into cough, cold, flu season. The kids are coming in. They're getting sick. I know a bunch of you now are trying to load up on your vitamin C. Be careful because I don't want you getting kidney stones with that. If you want to avoid getting sick, make sure you keep the temperature a little cooler than normal. Make sure you're cleaning off surfaces. Make sure you're not letting your kids breathe on you. Make sure you're well hydrated. Make sure you have good sleep. If you don't get sleep, you're going to be more vulnerable. Make sure you have great diet. But the trick of the trade I always teach you all is take a hot shower if your body can handle, not too hot, okay? But take a shower that has some steam. Anytime you think you've been exposed to somebody sick, get yourself in the shower. It has protected me from getting sick for so long. It's not an immunity thing. All right, and it's not a sleep thing because the Lord knows I don't get the amount of sleep I need. But I jump in the shower as soon as I get home from work. And anything that decided to sit on my respiratory tree hopefully is getting some sort of flushing out with the steam. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's get to some medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like some school districts are quitting the healthier new federal lunch program because they are losing thousands of dollars on it. Now, it's only been around for about a year. But they say that students are not wanting the whole grains, the fruits, and the vegetables, and they are losing money. But the National School Lunch Program is currently an $11 billion program that reimburses schools for meals served and gives them access to lower-priced food. Districts have already rejected the program, many, and they say the reimbursement that they got from the government was not enough to offset losses from students who started to either avoid the lunch line. This is according to PostBulletin.com. Students who began to just bring food from home, or they just went hungry. According to Superintendent Gary Lewis in a district in Catlin, Illinois, he said he saw a 10 to 12% drop in lunch sales, which translated to $30,000 lost under the program last year. Now, this is another example of government getting involved and wreaking havoc on the economy, right? Okay, the schools are already financially strapped, okay? Then you tell them, all right, well, offer this, offer this. The students don't like it. Now they have a $30,000 loss. It's ridiculous. He says, some of the stuff we had to offer, they wouldn't eat. So you sit there and watch the kids, and you know they're hungry at the end of the day. And then it led to some behavior, some lack of attentiveness. And this isn't only in Illinois. I guess in upstate New York, some districts have quit the program, including the Schenectady area. I guess they lost $100,000 from five schools. $100,000 near Albany, Voorheesville. Is it Voorheesville? Superintendent Teresa Snyder said her district lost $30,000 in the first 3 months. Now, this is exactly why we didn't see fast food very happily start to change their menus and not make all the yummy junk food that everybody wanted. They were going to go out of business. Wouldn't you think that the school lunch program would have problems too? So even though districts have the opportunity to make their own guidelines, I guess this one chef was making flank steak and crumbled cheese and pasta with chicken and mushrooms and panini. People wouldn't eat it. So I guess in Catlin, Illinois, they're going to bring back fish sticks. They're going to bring back hamburgers. Maybe there'll also be some yogurt and bananas, etc. But the kids aren't eating. They don't want it. I mean, when I was in high school, it was amazing because once you got to be, I think, a junior or whatever, you got to go off campus and would either go to Dairy Queen and get a burger, or we went to the pizza joint where you could get a slice of pizza. It was the best pizza ever. Now, maybe it's because I was starving and it was so good, but you would have a slice of pizza and a Coke. And that just made my day when it came to junk food. Whatever they served in the school lunch, I didn't even touch. Nowadays, what's being served in school lunch, they are starting to do more meals. Like I'm reading this here with the peppers and the flank steak. I didn't get that. School lunches in the 70s and 80s were sloppy joe, were fish sticks that were frozen and hard. There was hamburger day, which again was a patty like a hockey puck. And then I really don't remember what else. Oh, there might have been like a chicken sandwich, but I remember it was really disgusting. And so I don't think it's anything new that kids don't like school lunches. So, I mean, if you're actually getting some pasta with chicken and mushrooms, come on, kids. But this is, again, just another example where you can't force a school or a school system to, even though they're not forced, yeah, they can make their own changes. But whatever dietary guidelines they were told to do, apparently it didn't work. Kids want easy finger food, junk food, etc. Now, here's my thing with it, okay? I think it's ridiculous that kids eat the amount of junk food that they do, but I will be a little lax if I think their breakfast is really healthy and their dinner is healthy. You know, my husband does most of the cooking in our house because he can and I can't. My cooking stinks. But I'm not expecting my kids to get broccoli at school, let alone eat it. If they served broccoli or vegetarian lasagna or something, my kids wouldn't eat it at school. So it's my duty as a parent to make sure that they're getting the healthy food before they go to school and the healthy food after they go to school. And we even give them some snacks if they're allowed to eat them during school. So, parents, really? Okay, do you really think the kids are going to be eating the healthy food at school anyway? I get nervous if they're not eating. I would rather they eat something. Now, in our day and age, we basically, if we didn't eat, we would eventually get hungry and eat the healthy food. That's not happening with kids. It is too easy for them to get junk food. So if they don't get their fish sticks or their chicken fingers or whatever, they're just going to load up on candy bars wherever they could get them. They'll walk by a nearby 7-Eleven, etc. So what I say is try to hedge your losses here, okay? Where give them food they want to eat that hopefully has some salt cut back and sugars cut back and maybe fried in some vegetable oil rather than other types of oil. I don't know. Like I said, just hedge your bets here, okay? I mean, cut your losses. But I would rather they eat, because I see this with my kids. After lunch, if they don't eat, whatever they're learning that day, it's gone. They're hypoglycemic, they're grumpy, and I'm going to feed them healthy when I get home. Now, I realize a lot of people don't have that. A lot of parents just swing by fast food, grab them burgers, so they hope they had some vegetables and fruit at school. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. And even if they did, that's still not enough servings a day. So we got to be on top of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting study. They say men are just as likely to be depressed as women. And many of us, I don't want to use the word blow off. We don't give the time that we need to our male patients or our male family members when it comes to depression. We're used to the women being more vocal about it, but I, as a doctor, know that depression is as common, if not more, in men. It's because maybe many men don't have the type of social network that women use to be able to release it. Maybe more men play video games, and we know that video games and chronic computer use could cause them to be depressed. Many men, right, have to be married to some of us wives. All right, I know. Lee's going to get mad at me if I say that. But anyway. But men hide it a lot. And so apparently a psychiatrist who studies depression at UCLA, he says, when it comes to depression in men, to some extent we have blinders on. We have not been asking about it and taking into account a range of symptoms that may be gender specific. Now, when we look at depression in men, women, etc., we also need to look at some of the behaviors that they do that may be hiding the depression. Like, for example, for me, I don't think I get depressed. I really haven't been depressed. I don't think I could ever say I was ever depressed. I was in a funk when my dad died and my grandmother died within months apart. But I'd never say I really suffer from depression. But if I start to go into a funk, I may not realize it because I go straight for the chocolate. You know, I need to teach my husband, if you see me go for chocolate, okay, all of a sudden, or just want something sweet, 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 okay, you know, maybe there's something bothering me. All right, but I don't want to make my, you know, he'll be like, oh crap, that means I need to leave the house. That means your period is coming. But, when it comes to depression, there are some very easy telltale signs, and there's easy ways to treat it. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, the reason why we spend, I think we should spend more time on it, depression, even though I know it kind of bores a lot of you and you think it's a depressing subject, is because a lot of you are misconstruing certain symptoms that you may have or your spouse may have as something else. Hormonal, thyroid, hypoglycemia, I don't know, chemical imbalance, when basically this could be something as simple as there being some depression. And it is so undertreated. I mean, you think back pain is undertreated and obesity is undertreated and diabetes is undertreated. I think depression is extremely undertreated because many of us don't go to the doctor. We'll go and have some alcohol, or we'll go and pop a sleeping pill, or we'll go and engorge in chocolate, or somebody may go and cheat on their spouse, or they may hit the kid when the kid gets on their nerves. So there's so many different manifestations of somebody having depression that we just think, well, that person's in a bad mood, or that person's an idiot, or that person's whatever. And it could be, honest to God, depression. Right? And as we know, depression could lead to a variety of health issues, even suicide. So you being able to identify if somebody has depression, so to speak, is life-saving. Okay. Now, some of the typical symptoms that we know, well, somebody's sad. Somebody may not, you know, like their life. They may complain about things. They may be crying more. They're just not happy. They're just not giggling. All right. Well, that's, you know, those are pretty common. I'm glad you guys can identify those. You know, but what about grandma, right, who always says she's tired? Well, you know, she was a little anemic, and I think the doctor is monitoring her thyroid medications. And, yeah, you know, but that could be depression, too. They always want to sleep. My husband just always wants to sleep. All right? That could be depression. All right? You know, honey, let's go out. No, I just don't feel like it. Let's just stay and watch a movie. Why don't you ever want to go out anymore? I don't know. That could be depression. Okay? No, that wasn't a direct quote from the Corey and Dahlia marriage book. That's just, you know. Well, I got to tell you, I love when it gets cold because then I could curl up with a blanket, have the fireplace on. I mean, basically you switch a button in Las Vegas to turn the fireplace on, right? And get to sit there with some warm cocoa and watch a movie and have the cats and the dogs and the kids sitting next to you. If you ask me what I really want to do on a Saturday night, it's not going to the club and twerking. It's, you know, hanging out on the couch and cuddling up with the family and watching a real good movie with Viggo Mortensen or Hugh Jackman. Right? Or Channing Tatum. Yeah, exactly. Okay, anyway. Appetite. Why aren't you eating? I don't know. I just don't feel like eating. Really? You haven't, like, eaten in a week. You're losing some weight. That could be a sign of depression, especially in older people. All right? Gosh, you're always complaining that you're in pain. I don't know what it is. I'm just always achy. I'm always hurting. Sometimes always feeling like you're in pain could also be an issue when it comes to that. So, you know, many times we don't like to bring the subject up because if we do bring up the subject to our loved one, are you depressed? They immediately say no, no, no. Okay, so you don't want to bring that up. Okay, because remember, it's very easy to turn your family members off. We have a very difficult time engaging our family members. Remember I taught you guys about the three E's? In order to get anything done, you need to engage, you need to educate and enlist, right? Okay, that's what we do in radio. That's what car sales, these commercials for cars or any commercials do, right? They engage you with either the colors or the sale, or your radio host engages you with the top story for the day. Then you're listening, so you're getting educated, whatever, and then we enlist you, all right? Come to the store on Sunday to hit the Sunday sale or tune in next time. Okay. It's the three E's. No, same thing with the family member. You want to engage them. You want to educate them what's going on, then enlist them to go to the doctor. Yet when you're a family member, nobody wants to listen to you. Nobody wants to listen to the family member. Okay. Nobody, you think anybody in my family listens to me? So how would you engage a family member who you think is suffering from depression and they don't want anything to do with it, okay? Well, then maybe you don't want to use the word depression if you think that's a trigger word, okay? One is you may want to say, you know, look, I'm noticing you're really low in energy, okay? Maybe there's something going on, thyroid, blood count, something. Why don't you go to the doctor, okay? You know, because I notice your energy's down and I want you to get in your energy. You know, come to think of it, yeah, my energy is down. Again, they may not even realize it's depression. You might call it, say, you know, this is depression. He doesn't like his job, right? Marriage isn't going that well. Okay, I've kept my knees locked for 10 years. You know, so he's not really getting any. He's not happy. Okay, you may hit it on the head. He may be depressed. All right, but he may not realize that or she may not realize that. So, but you know what? I noticed your energy is down. Let's go and get checked, you know, make sure everything looks good. See if there's something that can help boost your energy. Don't say, let's see if something is wrong, because that depresses them even more. And they may say, you know what? I don't care anymore. No, no, no. Don't go there. Just look for a positive. Let's see what we can do to help boost your energy, make it feel a little better. Okay, let's go to the doctor and see what's going on. Something like that. Okay, or, you know, I've noticed your appetite is down. Mind you, my cooking stinks. But maybe there's something going on that is not helping you with your appetite, and I'd like to figure out what we could do to get your appetite back, get you back to feeling normal again. If you want to be a little bit more upfront, you could use the word funk. Okay, funk has the connotation that it's temporary. Depression makes it sound like a lifelong disease. So, you know, I notice you're just in a little bit of a funk. What could we do to get you out of this funk type of thing? Funky town? Right. Yeah. Well, they'll probably say no singing. But I like using the word funk. I just do. It's monosyllabic. It starts with the letter F. It's an F word that's fun, makes you want to dance. It's a good word. All right. Say, look, I notice you're a little bit in a funk. right? What do you think will help get you out of it? Okay, now, they may not realize it, or they may be afraid to approach subjects. Now, you know how I give you guys many lessons on how to talk to your spouse, okay? And some of you don't like these lessons, and some of you have found them to be very, very helpful, okay? But let's say you're a woman, and you think your husband is depressed. And you think he's depressed about his job, but he doesn't want to admit it, or about the marriage, okay? All right, if you want to help him, you're going to have to open up a subject that may be a little touchy for you. Okay? Like, for example, if you think it's a marriage thing, you know, your sex drive's been down, you haven't really been that amorous lately, okay? You're going to have to bring that topic up. All right? So, for example, you know, look, honey, I want to start by saying I apologize, you know, for maybe not talking to you and communicating to you about what's been going on with me, so I'd like to talk about it. Don't apologize for the sex drive thing. Start apologizing for not communicating about it. Then, okay, you apologize. Men dig that. Okay, wait a second. She said sorry, which means I'll be able to talk to her. The only time a guy can really talk to the wife is right after she says sorry, because that's the only time he gets a couple words in. Okay? Then you could start talking about, all right, look, this is what's going on. You know, I'm probably going to talk to my doctor about my sex drive. I know it's been down. It's not you. I want to know if it's hormonal, whatever. You know, have you been noticing this lately? I mean, has it been getting you down? Yeah, it has been getting me down. I don't get to have sex where all my friends get to have sex all the time. Your friends are not having sex all the time. They're lying to you. And what do I look like, a hoochie mama? You don't love me for who I am? What if I was paralyzed? Okay, no. Don't go down that route. But anyway, you at least open the conversation, right? Right? What about the job? You know, honey, talk to me here, okay? And nothing you say is going to upset me, okay? I mean, I kind of get the feeling that you really don't like your job. I don't. That's okay. If you don't like your job, that's okay. Let's talk about it. Let's come up with a plan. Oh, God, thank you. I really hate my job. Okay? You know, honey, I'm kind of getting the feeling that you really don't like our marriage. Oh, thank you so much, honey. I really don't like our marriage. Thank you so much. Okay. I kind of get the feeling you don't like it when my family comes in town. Oh, thank you. Now, I have conversations with my husband that are very matter-of-fact. You know, I'll tell him, I'm like, look, you know, the family's coming into town. Okay? Before this happens, and before we all want to hide and bury our head in the sand, let's come up with a game plan so the week isn't as bad as it could be. See what I mean? All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Heart and body. Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633. 409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.